They're 8-0 for a reason.
One of the best teams in the NFL. They're a good team.
Prime time, man. Looking forward to it. On the road, you know, we know their fans are going to be into it. So we have to bring our energy and start fast.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. The Houston Texans do hold a 3-4 regular season record against these undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. We all know, however, the Texans are undefeated against the Bengals in the postseason with a 2-0 record. Time now to hit the phones for our weekly conference call with head coach Marvin Lewis and former Katy standout quarterback Andy Dalton.
You know, hell, you grow up and as a kid, being able to peek at Monday Night Football until your parents told you to go to sleep, you know. So it is special, you know, and it's been a special part of the NFL and the evolution of television and the NFL and sports, Monday Night Football was. So you know it's special, and, you know, I think it's a great atmosphere, and, you know, it's a great opportunity, again, for our players to come out, and we know we're playing against a very good football team. It's well put together. You know, they're not happy where they are right now, but we know how capable they are.
You know, their record doesn't show, you know, the type of team that they are. I mean, you look, especially look at their defense. Their defense has done a lot of good things. It's the number one defense on third down. So, you know, we're facing a good team. And so, yeah, you can't slack off at all. You can't, you know, take anything for granted because we know the type of talent that they have.
Time now to check in with Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu at this week's Verizon Wireless show where they're visiting with Nick Novak.
All right, let me ask you this, because you've been with a lot of teams in this league. You were with the Chargers the longest amount of time, and now you're with the Houston Texans. You've been through a bunch of these tryouts, these kicker tryouts, and usually they're on Tuesdays when you have player tryouts in the league because it's a day off as far as practice is concerned for the rest of the guys. What is that like? What is that competition like, you with a bunch of kickers trying out for an NFL team?
You have one shot. You have one shot to go. They fly you in on a Monday night. You try out on a Tuesday, and it's usually four or five guys. So, for example, the Jets just lost their kicker, Nick Folk, for 4 to 6 weeks. So they'll have a guy, four or five guys probably today around 11 or 10, you know, 10 o'clock. Physical workout, they'll tell you right after if you've made the team and send you back.
So do they have you kick like 25, 35, 45? Do they just throw at different distances at you? Is it pretty similar from team to team how they have you try out?
It's pretty similar, yeah. 10 to 15 field goals, you know, maybe six kickoffs, a few onside kicks, and, you know, ask you a few questions before and after the workout, kind of get a feel for your mental makeup, and then make a decision from there.
Do they shout at you while you're kicking to see how you are under pressure?
Yeah, right.
Miss!
Yeah,
no.
It'd be a good exercise. It'd be a good exercise, I think.
No, but is there somebody snapping the ball, or do they just tee it up for you? How does that work?
There's a snap and hold. Sometimes it's just you're kicking off the three-prong holder.
But who do they bring in for that if they need to snap and hold?
They bring in the starters. On
they do,
day,
huh?
Yeah.
So Weeks has to show up for these tryouts? Yeah. Was Weeks at the
Weeks
tryout here?
Weeks and Lex showed up. Which
wow. On your day off, guys, we've got a tryout here. Let's go.
Very nice of Leck to do that. I still need to pay him back for that.
I know. And your favorite number is 9, right? Because it's on your Twitter account, and obviously that's not available here. So.
No, yeah. And he offered it to me for $1 million.
How generous of him.
Philip Rivers, you were around him a lot. Give us a Philip Rivers story.
The best Philip Rivers story that you
Well, one you could tell on the air anyway. What can you tell us? They had a rough night last night, by the way.
Well, Philip and I, we played against each other in college for the past.
Oh, that's right, ACC.
ACC, Maryland, NC State. Mm-hmm. And he never beat us all 4 years.
They so were you all, they reminded were all, him of that very well, often?
But no, he reminded you know me of it. And I would never bring it up because I was, you know, obviously we beat him. But every time that I would come in for a workout with the Chargers because I was kind of a fill-in guy in the beginning when Nate Kading was their kicker. And he was, you know, he didn't want me. I feel like he wanted a guy like that on the team that he knew that would make those big kicks and all that. And, but in the beginning, it was like here, almost exactly like it is here with Coach O'Brien and Gotsi, that, you know, they didn't, I helped beat their team.
Yeah,
you know,
so they remember,
they
it
remember
lingers.
That. It was like that for the past 5 years in San Diego. But but Phillip Rivers, he started his own softball league. And we did that every summer, and we all had redneck names, and he would wear a mullet, and he wanted to be the shortstop and relive his childhood and throw a double play. So that was every summer we would wait for that double play to happen. So it was a lot of fun. We had kind of a way for us to build camaraderie as a team and hang out together outside of the football.
So it was a Charger team?
It was, we had all
the league, and who would you
but
play?
A whole league.
We would play other guys, you know, other random guys that, you know, worked other jobs. It was
really
it was
so they were like we're playing
so
the San Diego
unfair.
Chargers today in softball.
Oh yeah,
did you guys crush everybody or
we got third. We would always
what?
Get
oh, gosh
because some of our best players would leave. You know, because we can't all be in the same
right.
place for the entire offseason.
No continuity, right?
So we were making excuses.
Did everybody wear mullets or was it just him?
He'd have a mullet
wig.
Yep, mullet wig.
And everybody had redneck names.
Chewing tobacco in the back pocket, but he would never chew. And
boy, if the Texans did something like this, it would be. We could do it on the radio.
It was like the Super Bowl if they beat us.
Oh, sure.
The guys, the other people were so happy. And then we'd take pictures together after the game. So it was always fun.
And time now to head out to Los Angeles and get a national perspective from our Fox Sports 1 studios. And for that, I toss it out to Dan O'Toole and Sean Merriman. Guys.
Appreciate it, Patty. Texans on the road taking on the undefeated Bengals on Monday Night Football. To break it all down, here is our NFL analyst, Sean Merriman. So you've got Andy Dalton. He had his second highest passer rating of the season last week against Cleveland. So now you've got to slow that down. How do you do it?
You know, the Texans have to have a way to have success on first and second down. Get them in third and long situations. Let J.J. Watt and company have battle on third and long situations. So they have to throw the ball down the field. They won't have the time, and that's how you do it.
Cincy, fourth in the NFL in points allowed. So what's the strategy to get points on the board?
You know, they can't let this game get out of hand early. If the game get out of hand early, what Cincinnati loves to do is get creative on the defense. They'll start walking linebackers up in a hole and dropping them in coverage and bringing defensive backs, defensive line to start slanting and coming around and looping. There's just so much confusion up front. If this game get out of hand early, you'll give Cincinnati a chance to get creative on defense.
You can't talk about a Bengals team without talking about the playoffs. They've made the playoffs in four straight seasons, but lost each time in the wild card round. Is this year's team different?
Yeah, no question about it. And one thing coming in to this year, and especially now, is the respect they've been getting around the National Football League. None. And there, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the locker room. That's why their mentality is different going into this league. Don't, you know, just don't bring up their health. They've also had good health around the field.
I always love when they have me standing next to Sean. It does great for my confidence. Patty, back to you.
All right, thanks so much, Dan. That's why I sit alone here. No one to have to compare myself to. All right, we have to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will be with John Harris and the Telestrator. Stay with us.